Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm running out of words, folks. I know I've got a whole post-game show to do here, but I'm just telling you, I'm running out of words. I'm running out of things to say about this basketball team. I really am. You were playing a team that had a 15-game losing streak coming in. 15 games. The Toronto Raptors had lost 15 straight basketball games. Not three in a row. Not five in a row. Hell, not even 10 in a row. 15. You know how long it takes you to lose 15 games in a row in the NBA? It's like 5 weeks. We'll play like two or three games a week. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. Now the Bucks. Mind you, they have stunk out loud. You lose to the Wizards, garbage team. You lose to the Grizzlies, garbage team. And I do not care, do not call me, do not tweet me about, oh, well, they didn't have Giannis tonight. Oh, they didn't have Pat Bev tonight. Cry me a river. This team had lost 15 in a row. You don't lose to this team. And it's not even like you lost to this team in Toronto. You lost to this team on your own damn home court. Fiserv Forum. That's where you lost. That's where the losing streak ended. 117 to 111. They lose to the Toronto Raptors. Absolutely embarrassing. I mean, the last two were embarrassing. It just gets worse and worse and worse. It does not stop. The last time that the Toronto Raptors won a game March 3rd. Today's April 5th. It's been over a month since the Toronto Raptors had won a game. Over a month. They beat the Charlotte Hornets at home in Toronto, 111 to 106. They were 23 and 38 at that point. Mm-hmm. And then they lost to the Pelicans, the Suns, Portland, Denver, Detroit, Orlando, Orlando again, Sacramento, Oklahoma City, Washington, Brooklyn, the Knicks, Philadelphia, the Lakers, the Timberwolves, and then a win at Milwaukee here on April 5th. And again, I'm supposed to be the calm one. I'm supposed to be the one that sit here and says, well, it's only the regular season. It'll be all right, Sparky. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. This won't matter in the playoffs. You can say that all you'd like. And you can believe that all you'd like. You go find me some team that went on to win a championship, that had a stretch of losing to crappy teams with about a week to go in the regular season, and then went on to go win a championship. And yes, they've been banged up. Yes, they've been hurt. They don't look good. In the first half of this game, they were passing the basketball. I was like, okay, we're moving it. And then what happens? They fall asleep at the wheel, and Toronto gets out in front. And now, in typical Bucks fashion for the last couple of weeks, now you're chasing. And now you got to run them down, try and get the lead in, hold on to it. Then, again, Bucks fashion, we cut it to within five at the end of three, thanks to Andre Jackson Jr., because this will ever be known as the Andre Jackson Jr. game. They lost, so most will forget probably. But this here, they were only back into this game because of that dude. The only reason. He by himself was the lightning rod that got this team playing the right way at the end of the third quarter. It wasn't Lillard. It wasn't Middleton. I don't even know if Brooke Lopez is still on the team. Didn't see him really at all in the second half. It was all Bobby Portis. One of those guys, Andre Jackson Jr. And Bobby Portis had a little something saying it too. But Andre Jackson Jr. was the guy that got this whole thing going at the end of the day. Andre Jackson Jr. is the guy that Doc Rivers has refused to play. Just refused. Not going to play him. No, I'm not going to play the young guys. Maybe he'll play a little AJ Green. But outside of that, not playing him. That stuff drives me nuts. But it's a factor of the NBA. That's kind of how it goes. Let's play some Andre Jackson Jr. highlights. Because there's not really not much positive to say about this game outside of Andre Jackson Jr., if we're being honest. Andre Jackson Jr. Now again, this year, Portis gets a dunk because of the hustle of Andre Jackson Jr.
Dame turns. Bobby with an offensive rebound. Tried to put it up. And
get
hustle,
Dre.
Here's Bobby.
Get hustle, Dre.
With his slam.
And that's what happens when you got a little bit more youth and quickness on the floor. He's able to get to the basketball, keep it alive. Bobby Portis is the recipient. But that was Andre Jackson Jr.'s hustle that led to that Portis bucket.
Andre Jackson Jr. That was, they were down 85-76 at that point. And that was just one of several moments in this game where Andre Jackson Jr. was involved. Andre Jackson Jr. here, late in the third.
And one shot done for the Raptors.
It's been the defense.
Buffs looking to chip away at this lead. The kick out, Andre Jackson Jr. He's got a three-pointer in him. Oh, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Super sub me, Andre Jackson Jr.
That is huge, and nobody loving it more than Giannis on the sidelines.
Andre Jackson Jr., not a good shooter. In fact, if you rewind on that telecast there on WMLW, Marcus Johnson Jr. was joking earlier about Giannis talking to Andre Jackson Jr. And kind of, you know, acting like he was Giannis and, hey, good job, young buck. Keep it up, keep it up. Just don't shoot. And then there was a pause and he started laughing. He's like, oh, I'm just messing around. Kind of, maybe. I didn't disagree with him not to have him shoot. But he hit that three. That was a big three. That was there towards the end of the third quarter. Then Andre Jackson Jr. playing defense and getting a block.
Nice first couple of possessions. It's been a real buzzkill. There's R.J. Barrett right there just working the interior. You can't lose track of him. He's averaging 19 points a game. He's a crafty scorer.
Tashi blocks by Ajax.
Yeah, that's another great defensive play.
Look at him go.
Just a great defensive play by Andre Jackson going vertical, going athletic.
So Andre Jackson Jr. with a huge block. And again, Andre Jackson Jr., player that Doc Rivers has refused to play. Literally, just doesn't play him. Plays A.J. Green, does not play Andre Jackson Jr., does not play Bochamp. Now, Bochamp apparently had back spasms, so he must have got that hurt in a shoot-around or a practice or something, because he don't play either. But Andre Jackson Jr., a guy that, when he was at UConn, was this great team player, great defender, makes the smart passes, super intelligent basketball player, all of that stuff. That was his deal. When they drafted him, that's what they said. And I remember when they drafted him saying, he can't shoot. How are you going to play in the NBA if you can't shoot the ball? I don't understand. And then early in the season, he knocked down some threes. I was like, okay, maybe he can shoot the ball better than I thought he can. But either way, he was playing because normally he makes the smart play. Sometimes you'll have a rookie moment, obviously, if you're Andre Jackson Jr. But for the most part, smart basketball player. Hustles. Energy. All that stuff. You know, the same reason why Pat Connaughton plays. Same reason you put that dude out there is the same thing. Of the same reason why you put Andre Jackson Jr. out there. Except Andre Jackson Jr. is younger, more athletic, and can play better defense. Now, Connaughton's a better shooter, so Connaughton plays. That's the NBA. I get it. But if we're being honest, that's why Connaughton's out there. Because when he's not shooting a three, what I just got done saying is energy and defense. That's what you're hoping Connaughton provides when he's not hitting threes. Andre Jackson Jr. again. Now this play, if you weren't watching it on WMLW, which praise be to the Lord that some of these games are on WMLW on over-the-air TV. I've been asking and begging for this for years, that we get some of these Bucks games and Brewers games on over-the-air TV. Because again, not everybody has cable or satellite. I know, I say it after every one of these games, but I'm just telling you my feelings and how strong they are. All right, so here it is. Again, Byington and Marcus Johnson, Lisa Byington and Marcus Johnson on this also play. That was absolutely amazing, that ended up creating a turnover and getting the Bucks the ball back.
Bobby closing out at that position, looking to close out from three-point territory. Andre Jackson Jr., oh my! That would have been something! He's still playing!
He's hustling! He's hustling!
He's hustling! Holy moly, Andre!
Unbelievable. It was just unbelievable. It was pure effort. And in fact, when he spiked that, if you weren't watching, he went up and spiked the ball off the ground. The ball went up in the air, damn near went into the basket. And then it was hot potato, everybody diving for the ball or whatever, and Jackson was able to create a turnover. That right there, that's what you need the rest of them to look like. That right there is winning effort. That right there is not something we've seen from a majority of these guys in this last stretch. For being honest, none of these guys have shown that type of effort consistently, game in and game out. That is why you have got yourself in this funk that you've got yourself in. And even during this game, on the radio broadcast, they pointed out that, look, fact of the matter is, the Raptors pretty much are out hustling these guys, diving after loose balls and going and doing all this stuff. And that's why the Raptors have the lead. It was pointed out on the radio broadcast by Dave Kane. Pointed out, plain and simple. Here you go. This is what's going on. For those of you that can't watch and you're listening to me, I'll tell you why they're losing. That was at the beginning of the third. And at the end of the third, when Andre Jackson Jr. came in, he turned it. And do you want to know what else happened besides Andre Jackson Jr. out hustling people and being that guy for this team to get them going? Do you know who else it got going? You, the fans that were at Fiserv Forum tonight. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all woke up, rose out of your seats like you were at church, and away we went. And like that, it felt like a playoff atmosphere all of a sudden, because you all got into the game finally. And I ain't mad at you for not being into the game. They didn't give you a whole bunch of reason to be in the game there for a while in the middle of this game. So I get it. But again, that one man did all of that. That one man hasn't been able to get off the bench for Doc Rivers the entire time Doc Rivers has been here. I get it. He can't shoot. I understand. I get it. He may not know the right defensive rotation or this or that, whatever else. He provides you so much else when he's out there if you just let him play. Is he going to make a couple dumb fouls like he did earlier in the year? Yep. Sure is. There's going to be nights he's going to have three fouls like that, and he's going to be out. And you're going to be mad. But you let him play. You give him that chance to screw up, and if he screws up, fine. Then he goes sits down on the bench. And then you put him in later and see if he can figure it out. But to not play him at all, and then talk to me and talk to the fans about how, yeah, you know, we're one of the oldest teams in the league. It's like we playing, you know, we got to keep it down, playing in the mud. We don't want to be running out in transition. We have people running out in transition against us and all this. And you got that dude sitting there and you don't want to play him. But we're supposed to feel bad for you, Doc. Man, I'm telling you, I've about had my fill of all this. I really have. I have had my fill. And I'll be glad, glad to have the playoffs start and this team runs off, you know, sweep after sweep in the playoffs. Looks like a completely different team. And y'all flood the phone lines and tell me, see, Sparky, told you they'd be fine. You overreacted for nothing. Wouldn't be the first time in my life. Won't be the last time in my life. But this here, this is embarrassing. And Doc Rivers, by God, you better go to that post-game stand tonight, and you better just flat out say, hey, man, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should have been playing this kid the whole time. Maybe I screwed up. But I'll tell you this, he's going to play more now going forward, and we're going to see what he's got. That's what he should say tonight in the post-game. That's what should be said in the presser. If we come back Sunday night, they play Sunday night against the Knicks, and now the tough stretch of games starts. See, this was the easy stretch. Now it's Knicks, Boston, Orlando, OKC, Orlando, season over, and then the playoffs. So now you get the tough stretch. This was the easy stretch. Now, thankfully for you, Julius Randle is hurt and done for the New York Knicks. Does not mean it's going to be any easier because Thibodeau's teams play defense. So we'll see. And then Boston next Tuesday? Oh, goodness. I better see Andre Jackson Jr. playing in that game coming up on Sunday. He better be playing against the Knicks. If he doesn't get off that bench on Sunday and does not play unless they're getting blown out or they're blowing the Knicks out, if that's the only time we see him, I'm going to be livid. Regardless of outcome, I'm going to be hot. He deserves minutes. Let him see his minutes. Here, you're leading things off here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, you can dial it up as well. I haven't given out the phone numbers the entire time I've been talking. I'm sorry, I'm fired up. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fan, been doing a good job lately of reading some tweets on the air. Usually, I slip up on that, but I've been doing a good job lately. Q and Tosa, you're next here on The Fan. What's up, Q?
Sparky, you do good at everything.
Thank you. I'm
glad you're excited.
I'm pissed. Hold on. I'm not excited. I'm pissed. There's a big difference. If I'm excited, I'm playing Celebration. I'm playing Green and Growing on the radio. Then I'm excited. I'm happy. Woo! Go Bucks. That's not what I am. I'm in the mood of to hell with you, Bucks. That's how I am right now.
I really enjoyed that second half when they started playing Ajax. Like, it's just undeniable now. Doc Rivers has to play him. Like, I don't care if he goes to the podium and says, like, that would be nice if he read the script that you just gave him. But I'll just be happy if Ajax gets like 10 to 15 minutes on Sunday. Like, that'll tell us all we need to know. But if Giannis sits on Sunday, maybe Ajax gets the start now.
He should sit. He's got to get that hamstring right. I wouldn't play him.
Yeah. And I mean, and like, people aren't going to want to hear this, but thank goodness Griff played Ajax all those minutes in the first half of the year. Otherwise, tonight probably isn't possible. But he looked really comfortable out there.
He's like the only player that wishes Adrian Griffin was still coaching.
Well, I mean, Marjan Beauchamp.
Yeah, he has another one. Yeah, you're right. There's two of them for sure. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yes, Beauchamp for sure. Beauchamp was getting significant time, at least with Bud. He didn't get any time now, and he's hurt on top of it. But either way, yes, both of them. I'm sorry. Like, I don't see how Doc can possibly justify not playing this kid after what he did tonight. And it wasn't like Andre Jackson Jr. scored 30 and scored it up, and you're like, it's a one-time thing. He won't do it again. It's not even that. It's everything else he brought to the game that he can bring to the game night in and night out. He showed he can do it in college consistently. Let him help this old team try and figure this out.
Well, he's like a full court press unto himself.
Yes.
Like I don't know. I think it was infectious too. Like Marcus Johnson was saying that Dame looked like he was playing with like a new extra step or two tonight. And I think it was because of Ajax. Like, it's the kid brings it. And I don't know. I'm excited. Like, I know we lost and I'm excited every time we lose, but I think that this just paves a path for Ajax to play, and hopefully he'll get some playoff minutes now, which before tonight's game just didn't seem like it was a possibility. So,
yep, I totally agree with you. Yeah, Q, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. My buddy Ian just texted me. Oh, my God, he's been terrible for months. Listen up. I don't care. This team has been terrible. Terrible. You've got to play the guys that either have the hot hand or give you the ability to bring some energy, something. You have to do whatever you can to pull yourself up out of this funk that clearly you're horribly buried in right now and get some energy and momentum going forward. And if Andre Jackson Jr. is that guy, then he's that guy and we go. But what I don't want to see is, I don't want to see Sunday, he doesn't play, Bucks get beat by 15, they're lethargic, they're old, they're slow, he never puts the kid in, and they lose. Gonna be mad. Gonna be very, very mad. Telling you right now. Because he is the reason why they got back into this thing. And Lillard, hey man, for somebody that's been sitting out for a couple games with a groin issue, to not come out until he fouled out with about a minute or so to go in that game and play that entire second half? Hey, that's being a superstar. That's being, I'll help this team trying to get this game done. And it did feel, as crazy as it sounds, against a team with a 15-game losing streak, it felt like a big game at the end of the third and through the fourth. It felt like a big game. And it was a big game for Toronto. And without question, that will be the happiest plane ride in the NBA tonight. I promise you, there will not be a happier bunch of guys on a plane flying to their next city, more so than the Toronto Raptors will be tonight. Because you can only imagine, only the Pistons know how bad that feels because they went through this earlier in the year, even longer. But that is horrible. I can not relate from a player perspective, but I can relate from a person that did a post-game show for a 15-win team. And it's a long season. A long season. And many of you were calling in during those post-game shows and were with us all the way through and didn't bail on the team, didn't bail on the post-game show, and I will always appreciate and love you for that. But going through that sucked. And going through a 15-game losing streak, can't even imagine. Just can't even imagine. And if they would have lost this game tonight, they've got blown out by like 40 or more points, I think, twice in the last week or two. They've been getting hammered. They haven't even been close. So for them, this is a huge monumental win. This is the way to end the season. Now, it, for me, looking at it from a Raptors perspective, not doesn't matter what happens the last five or six games. They don't care. It doesn't even matter. But they just did not want to end the season on a gigantic losing streak going into the offseason, having not won a game since March 3rd. So that's a big game for them. The Bucks, on the other hand, it's another gigantic step backwards again. The one ray of sunshine is a kid who you have no idea if he'll play more than 5 minutes in the rest of the regular season because Doc Rivers is your head coach. No idea. I can't wait to hear Doc Rivers post-game press conference. I cannot wait. All right, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm carrying on. Feel free, I want to hear it. Do you think Andre Jackson should get more minutes? Do you think Andre Jackson should get more time going forward for the Bucks? Or are you like my buddy Ian who says, he sucked for months, whatever. Which way are you on this, on Andre Jackson? I want to know. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. The Bucks, lost to a team that had lost 15 straight. 117 to 111. And just an absolutely horrible thing right now for them. No question about it. Potawatomi Sportsbook, Pros Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bucks get embarrassed yet again. I mean, they got it close in the third and the fourth. You lost to a team that lost 15 in a row, came in and beat you in your place at Fiserv Forum. 15 in a row they lost. Horrible. 117-111, Raptors over the Milwaukee Bucks. I do have good news, though. Bango is going to be out and about at Wendy's coming up tomorrow. In the Tosa in Wendy's, 124th Street, Head inside there at 9:30 a.m. to sample the new breakfast burrito and for a chance to win tickets to the April 9th Milwaukee Bucks game. No purchase necessary. So go check out Bango at the Tosa Wendy's tomorrow. And be there at 9:30 a.m. if you want to meet Bango and have a chance to win some free Bucks tickets. Go check that out. Maybe Bango can play for this team. Maybe that would help. I have no idea. Okay, so this Bucks game tonight. I'd love to know how many of you want Andre Jackson to get more minutes versus how many of you think everything is going to be fine, right? Once Giannis is back and Pat Bev, who's going to be playing with ligament issues now going forward, it appears, through the postseason. Once those two are back and Middleton and Lillard are out there, once everything is back, it's all going to be okay. I really am interested. For those of you listening, if you believe that to be true, please call it and explain to me, please. I could use your help tonight to call me down. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some positive Bucks fans, if there are any left, to call into the postgame show to help me feel better about my favorite basketball team. I'm not quite sure any are out there, but we'll try. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Because I'm about as mad as I've been in quite a long time about this Bucks team right now. Quite mad. I said earlier, you can also tweet the show at 1250 AM, The Fan. Tyler did just that. I always believed how you play your opponents in the regular season is how you'll play them in the playoffs. You can't just turn it on like a switch, no matter how much of a pro you are. This team's setting itself for more playoff embarrassment at this point. Some other dude, RUBG something, tweets, I mean, Miami did it last year with a shoulder shrug emoji. So I looked. Miami won 5 of their last 7 regular season games going into the playoffs. 5 of their last 7. Now, they had lost like 3 or 4 straight going into that stretch, but they still won 5 of 7 going into the postseason. So, the Bucks have 5 left after this god-awful week. So, 5 left. So, let's see what they do here in the last 5. Can they go 4-1 in this stretch? Against the Knicks, Boston, Orlando, OKC, Orlando. Can you go 4-1? Can you carry some momentum in? 3-2 is nice. 3-5, sure, fine. Don't go 1-4. Don't go 0-5. Don't go into the playoffs on a gigantic losing streak. And then you got to sit there and wait to see what happens. So yeah, Miami did not do it last year. They had won 5 of 7. Some other tweets that were coming in. Buck Crewer tweets at Sparky Radio. The once vaunted regular season, Bucks, hanging on by a thread to avoid 3 losses in a row on terrible teams. Something has gone wrong, Mr. Horst, and it starts with you. And again, that's to John Horst, the general manager of this team, who assembled this basketball team, who has been getting lots and lots of praise from everybody in this town for quite some time. And I am not going to be the one that says John screwed up. Because what exactly would I be saying that he screwed up at? He is in the same exact situation that every general manager is in when they have LeBron James. In the exact same situation. The pressure to win now is immense. When Michael Redd is your star, or Andrew Bogut, please, no pressure. You want to win, sure. But nobody thinks you're going to beat Michael Jordan. Nobody thinks you're going to beat Shaq and Kobe. Nobody thinks that. No. People are happy just to make the playoffs. Good enough. Nobody expects more. But when you have the Greek Freak, who's had a movie, a documentary, he's got his own shoe line, he's got a championship, MVPs, most improved players, defensive player of the year, and you're paying the man $50+ million a year? Yeah, the pressure is immense. Because once Giannis isn't here, it's all done. And there is no guarantee in your lifetime or my lifetime that we'll ever have a player as talented as he is on this roster ever again. Think about it. We didn't have a player on this roster to this level, Hall of Fame level, really, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That was the last one. Now, you could say, well, Ray Allen. Okay, to a degree, sure. But he was early in his career, and he is not Giannis, and he's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Ray Allen was never considered the best player in the league. Ray Allen didn't sniff an MVP. Ray Allen was never that guy. Ray Allen, great shooter. Never that guy. So, literally, they went all the years that passed without a superstar. John Hammond drafts this kid, him and Billy McKinney, and Presso, superstar. And get you a championship, one of which I didn't think I'd ever see in my lifetime. I didn't. I never thought I'd see one. Pretty accepting of that while I was doing all these post-game shows year after year that I was never going to see it happen. And I got to see it happen. And I'm very, very happy I got to see it happen and live through it. And I got to do post-game shows after they won the championship. I was on the air the night they won the championship. And all you were calling in, and it was a party. It was awesome. Never forget it. Very, very appreciative. The facts of the matter are, when this guy leaves to go play somewhere else or to go to retire and be done playing, however it plays out with him going forward, it's going to be a long, long time before you see anything like this in this town. Long time. Right? In my opinion, the odds are more stacked against the Bucks finding a player like Giannis than they were against the Packers finding a replacement for Brett. It's even more greater against the Bucks than it was the Packers finding a third guy after Aaron Rodgers. Now, the Packers pulled it off. It appears, I mean, Jordan Love only played a year, but it appears he's pretty damn good. I don't know if he's Hall of Fame worthy, but he's pretty good. Doesn't look like there's going to be a drought at quarterback in Green Bay for a while. Way, way more tougher to do in the NBA. Unless you get lucky in the lottery, which they've changed and screwed up. Unless you get lucky in the lottery and you happen to have a year where LeBron James is there, where Tim Duncan is there, where Wembanyama is there, and you get lucky and you get that guy, okay, then that's probably the best way it's going to happen. Otherwise, it's roll the dice and pray to the Lord above that you can get somebody later in the lottery that turns out to be this guy. Tough. So when you say, God, it's your roster, John Horse, it's your fault. With all due respect, this dude's under a tremendous amount of pressure. Because he has to win now to keep Giannis happy. He's got to do everything in his power to keep him happy. Because you want to know what you'll be even more mad about? If Giannis says, I don't think y'all are really trying to win here. Trade me. Then you will really be mad. Then it will be fire John Horst, sell the team, screw this team. That's what it'll be. So he is doing everything in his power to try and keep Giannis happy and compete for championships as often as he can. He got Drew Holiday, which, again, came out of nowhere and gave up a bunch of assets to get that deal done. Then nobody thought Damian Lillard could be had, even though I did bring it up on the Green and Growing podcast with Nathan Marzion. We talked about the scenario of where they could land Lillard. Now, honestly, did I think it was realistically going to happen? No, probably not. But we talked about the scenario about how maybe it could happen. They get Damian Lillard, a top 75 player. They had no assets to speak of, guys. They had nothing. They didn't have a young, upcoming great guard play or forwards or centers that they gave in order to get that deal done. Nope. But they got it done. And they add Damian Lillard. And this is the first year with Damian Lillard. John Horst has allowed Giannis to have some power in all of this. Now, Giannis will say, oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. Okay, that's fine. He can say what he wants. I'm telling you, Giannis has some say in all of this. Okay? Whether you want to believe him or don't believe him, you do what you want. He's got say. They're going to listen to him. They're not going to do something he says absolutely not to. Because, again, according to reports, he didn't want Nick Nurse. If Giannis had no say, no power, Nick Nurse would have been the head coach. Because I can all but guarantee you that front office and that ownership group wanted Nick Nurse to be the head coach. Of the three they had, Nurse, Atkinson, and Griffin, Nurse was the guy. And he said no, so it didn't happen. Period. So all this stuff about, oh, I don't have that much say, and I'm just a player, la, la, la. Come on. Stop. So they have to do what they can to keep him happy, just like every GM does with LeBron James. And I'm not saying he's LeBron, but when you are a superstar in the NBA, in today's game, you get that power. You get it. And LeBron's the one that started all this nonsense. For sure. I mean, Jordan had some say to a degree with the Bulls, if you go back that far, I'm sure, right? He had to sign off on getting Dennis Rodman and being okay with it and so forth. But I'm not quite sure he had as much say with Krause, in Chicago, as what's going on here in Milwaukee or what's going on everywhere LeBron's been. Don't think so. Shaq and Kobe, I'm not sure how much say they had with Jerry West and the Lakers. Couldn't tell you. Phil Jackson, how much they were consulted with and asked yay or nay on players or coaches or whatever. Not sure. But nothing like LeBron, I don't think. Or in this case, Giannis to a certain degree. So I think to a degree, you can criticize Horace. I'm not saying you can't criticize Horace. All I'm saying is he's kind of up against a wall here. And as much as it's cool to have, you know, one of the best players in the league and have that issue to deal with, and I'm sure he wouldn't trade it for anything, right? Oh, I guess I could have no pressure and do really what I want to do and really kind of take my time in building something and be the GM in Orlando or be the GM in Detroit with absolutely no future in front of you, it doesn't look like, or in Toronto or whatever. Sure, you could be in those situations. Absolutely. But he's not going to give this up because even though they may not finish this year, Giannis and Lillard may bring him another ring before this is said and done. They may bring them two more rings before this is said and done. And yes, this roster may change this offseason, and John Horst will be the one having to change it. That is going to be even more pressure than what John Horst has been under previous to this. Because then you're going to be talking about moving an aging Brook Lopez, who does not look like old Brook, the other Brook Lopez that's been here previously since Bud left. Chris Middleton can't stay healthy. Does he possibly get moved? And then you got to find the right pieces to put around Lillard and Giannis to make them better next year than they are this year. That is not going to be easy. But that's going to be the job he's up against. And I don't care if they get bounced in the first round or in the second round or whenever they get bounced. They're not getting rid of John Horst. There's just absolutely zero chance that is happening right now. He's done too much. He's got too much equity built up with this organization of the moves he's been able to pull off to say, we're done, John. We're going to go find somebody else. If they did that, I would be absolutely floored if they fired John Horst at any point in this run. And I would think, again, maybe I'm wrong, I would think people around the league would be like, what in the world is going on over there? I mean, already there's what in the world is going on over there when you fired Adrian Griffin in the middle of the season. So I think already, you know, red flags are going up around the league. Like, what the hell is going on in Milwaukee? I think there's definitely some of that for sure already. But then if you go fire your GM in the offseason and you go to start that over too, not only are people outside going to be questioning what you're doing, but I think Giannis is going to start questioning, what are we doing as an organization right now? Are we overreacting to every little thing? Now, the Griffin thing, I don't think he has any problem with, because as we've documented many times on this postgame show already, you know, it was like he was a darn coach based on what he had to say. So I'm not so sure he was all that bent out of shape about that. I think he left an idea of having a veteran coach who's won and so forth and Doc. But if you move on from the GM next, I just can't see it happening. I just can't. Take a quick timeout back after this. Bucks lose tonight to the Toronto Raptors, 117-111. If you want to hop aboard, 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Again, I'm looking for positive vibes. I'm looking for somebody to bring some ray of sunshine into my life and tell me what's going to change with this Bucks basketball team when the playoffs start. What happens? How do they get this fixed in order to get on a run and win a championship. I am here. Please call. Please tell me. You can have the floor. I will let you talk. I will not interrupt you too much while you talk. There might not be anybody out there, to be honest with you. There might not be. The players might not even believe it anymore. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. And, of course, it is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. The huge video wall sitting for over 200, an expanded food menu and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Well, another loss. This time you lose to a team that lost 15 straight coming into this game. The Toronto Raptors beat you tonight 117-111. Andre Jackson Jr. tried his best. Play a little Andre Jackson highlight package at the beginning of the postgame show. So if you missed it, go back and you can listen to the podcast tomorrow morning. It'll be at 1250amthefan.com or on your Odyssey app, and you can hear that highlight package. He was the bright spot, for sure. I can't wait. We're going to play that press conference coming up here from Doc Rivers. I still haven't heard it. I really hope this is... Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, as well as he played tonight, maybe he needs to play some more. Maybe I screwed this up. Maybe he should be playing more than he is. You know, we're going to see what he's got, you know, going here forward. I would love to hear that. That's what I want to hear. Because if we go into that Knicks game and this team is getting beat and they lose again and Jackson sits on the bench the whole game, it's going to be hot. It's going to be really, really hot. Let's go inside the box score here. Jay Crowder, 18 minutes, 2 of 3 from the floor. 4 points, 5 boards, an assist, a steal. Chris Middleton, 34 minutes, 9 of 16 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 21 points, 6 assists, 5 boards, 3 steals, and 2 turnovers. Brook Lopez, 20 minutes, barely played in the second half. 6 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 15 points, 4 boards, an assist, a couple of block shots, and a turnover. Damian Lillard, 38 minutes, 10 of 24. He got going in the second half finally because the first half wasn't pretty. 4 of 12 from 3, 12 of 14 from the line. Mark that down. In fact, when I get done reading this, I'm going to go back and look at the game log. I want to see the last time he had 14 free throw attempts. 36 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 7, count them, 7 turnovers. That is too many. Malik Beasley, 24 minutes, 1 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3. He's been in a funk. 3 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, a steal. He got to come back into the game because Lillard followed out. Otherwise, he would not have been in there at the end. 28 minutes for Bobby Portis off of the bench. 8 of 18, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. 19 points, 10 boards, an assist, a block, and a turnover. Pat Connaughton, 33 minutes, 2 of 6, 0 of 4 from 3. Again, like I said earlier, the man is only playing because of energy and effort. That's why he's out there, which is the same reason you should be playing Andre Jackson Jr. 4 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. A.J. Green, 23 minutes, 2 of 5 from 3-point range. He also had 3 boards and 6 points and 1 turnover. Andre Jackson Jr., he played only 16 minutes, but they were huge minutes. 1 of 2 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 3 points, 4 boards, 1 assist, 1 block, and a huge lightning bolt to this team to get this team woken up there at the end of the third and back in this thing. 45.6% from the field for Toronto, 43.6% for the Milwaukee Bucks. 3-point shooting, 14 of 36 for close to 39% for Toronto. The Bucks, 12 of 42. 12 of 42. 28.5%. Free throws, 31 of 36 for the Raptors. The Bucks, 17 of 21. 15 more free throw attempts the Toronto Raptors had. And that's been a theme lately. Rebounding, Bucks get out rebounded 47-45. That's not horrible. I want them to win the rebound battle every time, but that's not going to happen. 16 turnovers, also bad for the Milwaukee Bucks. 13 for the Toronto Raptors. Bucks beat them 117-111. Let's look at Damian Lillard's game log, if you don't mind. 12 of 14 from the line. I'm pretty sure it's been quite a while since he's had 14 free throw attempts. Let's see here. Last time he had double-digit free throw attempts was 13, March 4th against the Clippers when he was 13 of 13. The next time after that he had double-digit free throw attempts was 9 of 10, January 27th against the Pelicans, 10 of 11 against the Cavaliers, January 24th, 16 of 16 at the line on January 20th. So January 20th was the last time he had 14 or more free throw attempts in a game. He had 45 points in that game and 11 assists on 12 of 22 shooting, 5 of 11 from 3 in that game against the Pistons. A game they won 141 to 135. Oh, yes. The Bucks defense back then. It was something. But tonight, you know, he gets the free throw line 12 of 14 times. And we talked about they kind of changed the interpretation. That continuation call at the end of January, and it's affected Damian Lillard more than anybody else in the league. They've said it a million times on the broadcast. I've said it on the post-game show. But that's a big stat. We're going to get to Doc Rivers, so don't go anywhere. Because if it's anything like the last couple, I'm sure I'll be reacting as we play it. This is something else I was thinking about tonight. So, when Mike Boonholzer was the coach of the Bucks, his belief about defense was he didn't want them fouling a lot, right? Don't give them baskets at the free throw line. Don't give them points. We're going to play defense, but we're not going to foul a lot. And during Bud's run, they were usually one of the teams that were the least penalized teams in the NBA. That's how he coached them up. When Adrian Griffin got here, he wasn't of that mindset at all. He didn't care as much about the free throw attempts or the fouls. He wanted them to be more aggressive, going for deflections, going for steals, being more physical. Let them feel you on defense. Even if it results in a foul, let them feel you, right? And that's that aggressive style of defense that Nick Nurse had when he was in Toronto. To a degree, it was that same type of defense that Thibodeau plays with in Chicago and in New York. And remember, Griffin was there. Griffin was under Skiles. Same type of mindset, right? So the defense changed. Doc Rivers comes. I have not heard one way or the other if he's more Bud or if he is more Adrian Griffin. But when you are consistently, lately here, getting drilled at the line and the other team is getting consistently more free throws than you, that's something that needs to be addressed, in my opinion. You've got to win on the boards. You've got to win at the free throw line. Those are two big things. When you start talking about winning and losing games, it's going to be very hard to win basketball games if you don't out-rebound the other team and the other team is shooting 15 more free throws than you. It's going to be hard to overcome that unless you're shooting lights out and they're not shooting that well. Then maybe you overcome it. Otherwise, that's a tough hill to climb. Tough hill. They've got to figure that out, and they got to address that issue. Now, I understand Giannis wasn't out there tonight, and Lillard was the beneficiary of all these extra calls because he was the superstar out there of both teams. So that was part of it, probably. But you got to do better. You can't continuously get drilled at the free throw line, game in and game out, expect to win. So that's something else to kind of monitor and watch here. And see how this changes for these last five games. Because, as we talked about, these last five games are big last five games. I agree with Tyler earlier on Twitter who said, you got to finish strong. You got to finish and play well here on the way out to carry some of that momentum and some of that confidence into the postseason. You don't want to be going into the postseason losers of 8 of 10 or something crazy. Like that is not something that you want to be thinking about going into the playoffs. And if you look at their record right now, the Milwaukee Bucks, they have lost 5 of their last 6 dating back to March 26th. 5 of their last 6. And now they've got 5 games in which, if we're being realistic, I mean, they can't beat the Grizzlies, the Memphis, or Toronto. If we're being realistic, they could lose all 5 of these. They absolutely could. So, they better not. Because that means you're riding in on an 8-game losing streak, and you're riding in, having lost 10 of 11. Like, that is a horrible way, with or without Giannis. and do not risk playing Giannis if there is a chance that he could do damage to that hamstring. I'd rather sit him another game or whatever and make sure he's ready. No matter what, do not do that. So we'll have to wait and see how they play that out. But a big next five games for the Bucks. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from Doc Rivers. I cannot wait to hear what he had to say on WMLW after the game tonight. That's straight ahead here. Again, on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's. And speaking of Wendy's, tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m. at the Wendy's in Tulsa on 124th Street. Go hang out with Bango. Head inside at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the Wendy's in Tulsa to sample the new breakfast burrito and for a chance to win tickets to the April 9th Bucks game. No purchase necessary. So you have a chance to win tickets. You get some free food with a sample of the breakfast burrito, which is delicious, by the way. It's absolutely phenomenal. I love it. You know, they say, and the read that I do, you can fit it in the palm of your hand. I don't got big hands. It's a gigantic, in my opinion, it's a gigantic burrito. That's delicious. So you'll love that if you haven't tried that yet. Plus, they got that. They got the new Cinnabon pull-aparts in the morning, and now they just announced that, you know, they're going to be kind of going all day here in the future. It's unbelievable, man. Go over there, enjoy your breakfast, and maybe you win some tickets. And hopefully, if you go to the game, you'll be the good luck charm, and this team will win a game. That would be good, too. You could be the good luck charm. You can call in the postgame show. I won tickets at the Wendy's in Tulsa, and because I was at the game, that's why they won, Sparky. And I will give you full credit if that happens.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game. Next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bucks come up on the losing end tonight, 117-111 to the Toronto Raptors. It's the Andre Jackson Jr. game. If you didn't watch the game, you're busy watching. I will play UConn in the Women's Final Four. Iowa won 71-69. I saw none of the game. I literally was just looking to find something on TV to kind of turn on. Brewers won tonight. Uribe blew a save opportunity, but they still found a way to win. So there's your little sports update, I guess, at this point. But if you missed it because you're watching the Brewers or you were watching the Iowa basketball game, on WMLW, Andre Jackson Jr. was putting on a clinic of how to hustle and do things the right way. And really, this play right here, this hustle play, was really what it was a signature moment in this game. They were down two, and his hustle turned out to be a turnover, and the Bucks got the ball back as the Raptors were trying to get the ball up court.
Bobby closing out at that position, looking to close out from three-point territory. Andre Jackson Jr., oh my! That would have been something! He's still playing!
He's hustling! He's hustling!
He's hustling! Holy moly, Andre!
That was awesome. Lisa Byington laughing as that was going on just tells you how impressive that truly is. And she calls... I don't know how many college games she calls during the course of a year. And then this and all the different sports that she covers. When you get her laughing, that tells you how impressed she is by the energy and effort you're giving. The energy and effort he was giving tonight, you wish other guys on this team would give sometimes. He was. He was the beacon of light. And another loss for the Milwaukee Bucks, ending a 15-game losing streak for the Toronto Raptors. All right, let's hear from Doc Rivers. I can't wait to hear what he had to say. Again, courtesy of WMLW. They got two more games left, I believe. Orlando and then Oklahoma City here towards the end of the year. All right, so here is Doc Rivers after the Bucks lose, and they continue to play not-so-great basketball.
I know before the game you had said it, in terms of urgency, it'd be different if you weren't playing well with all the guys available. But it's 5 of 6 in these last three.
Yeah, the last three were against three bad teams, you know, and to me that's inexcusable for all of us. You know, as I told them, I said, this is on me. I got to figure out what we got to do to play at a higher pace. We started out the game. It was beautiful, I thought, the first quarter. And as the game went on, you can just see it, especially the second quarter. Second and third quarter were crushes for us.
I mean, I guess, as you say to figure out, but is there a common thread here
no,
in these last three?
No, it hasn't been. Getting stops. Turnovers, I would say, would be the biggest two. The defense has to be better. You know, our turnovers, we have to take care of the ball. So I would say those are the two.
I guess just your feelings. Is it frustration, anger, disappointment?
I'm frustrated, and they're frustrated. I guess that's a good thing. But that's not going to get you anywhere. Frustration gets you nowhere. We got to work ourselves through this. You can feel it. You literally can. You can feel it. You can feel it during the game. And you go through these things. I've been through them. You do. You got to work yourself out of them. Even one of the officials said it, man, you can feel the heaviness of your team right now. And I said, yeah. And that happens. But we have to play ourselves through it.
37-point second quarter for them. I think Gary Trent has 15 points in that quarter. Just what did you see defensively that got away?
Well, a lot of those were turnovers. You know, we went from early in the game, like, and it just happened. We come out, you know, it feels like because we've been preparing in shoot-arounds or practice, we're working on, and we do it. And then as the game goes on, it goes away from us. So we worked on a lot of extra passing, ball movement. I mean, listen, the first quarter we missed probably four or five wide open threes, right? But then the ball stopped moving. And that's when you at least the tough shots, turnovers, and them out running. What they notice is the same thing we see. For second quarter, they just pushed the ball at us every single time, and we couldn't keep the ball in front of us. So we just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job of figuring out how to stop that.
Speaking to that, you bring in Andre Jackson Jr. Yeah. in the third quarter.
Yeah, he was great.
Do you think that's part of it?
One bright light. And you know, I'm going to say this. He stood out for a lot of reasons. Not because he was the best athlete. He stood out because he was just playing so darn hard. And that shouldn't stand out. But that stood out. And that tells you, that told me something about us. And something that I have to do better.
Does that feel like something you need nightly? Like Andre needs to take some of those 10 quarter minutes?
Listen, yeah, maybe. Like if he's going to do that every night, which he won't, but he'll still, you know what he'll do every night is play hard. I've had 100 talks with him. The guy stays ready. He works the hardest, and he deserved to play.
Dame plays the whole third. Obviously, you like to essentially have him play the whole fourth till he fouled out. So, what went into that decision, and then also?
He talked me into it. He just said, Coach, I'm good. I want to play. Can I play the whole game? And sometimes you listen to the guy. There was no minute restriction on him. I thought he was big for us in us coming back. After you lose that game, then you wonder, well, maybe we should have gave him 2 minutes. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't just him. I mean, you stayed with PC, Bobby, and then AJ flipping.
I stayed with
Chris,
the group that was playing hard. And that was the message. I said it at halftime. I'm playing whoever plays the hardest. And that group deserved to play on the floor. They wasn't complaining the refs. We gave up a three in the second quarter. That's what started their run. They were just focused on playing hard. And, you know, that was a message for everybody.
There's Doc Rivers. Courtesy of WMLW. Eric Name brought up Andre Jackson, whether or not he's going to play him. And I thought it was very telling that Doc Rivers pretty much said he stuck out because he was playing the hardest. That's why he stuck out. And that's not good for us. Which is him saying, we aren't playing hard. That's been a thing this whole recent run of them not playing hard. Jim Ozarski asked him, it was their common denominator. He never brought up energy. He didn't bring it up. It never came up. That didn't come up until the Andre Jackson question. Then he brought it up. Then he brings it up again at the end of the press conference. Well, it wasn't the end of the press conference. It's whatever they show us on WMLW. But then at the end, he says, well, I told him at halftime, whoever plays hard is going to play. And not complaining to the referees. Praise be the Lord. Thank goodness. Finally. Good. And you know who he's talking about? He's talking about you, Brooke. He's talking about you. I think he's had his fill of you, too. Can't blame him. You put yourself in this situation. You did it. I don't know what Brook Lopez's deal has been lately, but it's annoying. Annoying, and I think it's wearing on certain people. I really do. I know it's wearing on the referees. They've had their fill of them. It's got to stop, man. Like you've got to figure out how to go back to playing like you were playing for Bud. Call Bud tonight. Tell him you miss him. Whatever you got to do, big man. Doesn't matter to me. But you better figure it out. Because if you don't, you're not going to play in crunch time in these games. He's just going to keep going right back to Bobby Portis. Size advantage, be damned. He's not going to care. He's going to play Bobby because he's playing harder than you. You start talking about guys that play hard. Giannis plays hard. Never, ever, ever question Giannis playing hard, right? Sometimes he walks back. That's annoying to me. I'll tell you. I get annoyed by that when he walks back on defense sometimes. Normally, it's because he's gassed. That's normally how it happens. But other than that, dude plays hard, man. Plays hard. Lillard? Yeah. Hard on the defensive end? Sometimes. I don't know if it's all the time. But at end of games, he definitely locks in a little bit more, for sure. Chris Middleton? I think that's a tough read. Because you don't know what's hurting on the man. You don't know what's wrong today or what's wrong tomorrow. So you really don't know what he's battling through to try to be out there and play for his team. Man's been hurt for like 3 years. So, I don't know. I mean, I think he's playing hard, you know? I don't want to sit here and judge him because I have no idea what's... Because again, he's another guy, Middleton, who isn't really going to tell you what all is really going on. And you find out about it after the season about, oh, he was really going through this and he was really going through that. And I've been through this before where I've ripped him not knowing what really all was going on with him. And then you find out later and you're like, oh boy, you look like an idiot. I didn't know. So I'm not going to go there with Middleton because I don't know what's going on with him. But I would say when he's out there with what he's got, I'd say he's probably playing pretty hard. But Bobby Portis at home always plays hard. Bobby Portis on the road, since Pat Beverly has showed up, seems to be playing a little bit more consistent. So that's good. That's positive. Pat Beverly pretty much always is going to play hard and bring it, right? You don't really question that. But again, he's playing hurt now, so you really don't know what that's going to be look like kind of going forward. Pat Connaughton usually always plays hard. That's why he's on the roster. That's why he's in the league. Plays hard, high-energy guy, hits an occasional three, can get hot, right, and hit three or four. But usually he's out there for energy and effort. Dre Jackson Jr., energy and effort, similar to Pat Connaughton. Probably not going to hit the threes like Connaughton can, but that's what he brings. That's what you want. AJ Green, energy and effort. Same thing. So, from Doc's perspective, if we're going to play this out going forward and say, guys, this isn't going to be a one-half thing. It's just not. If I send out my starting five, if in the first 5 or 6 minutes I don't see consistent effort, then the guys I don't see effort from are going to sit down. I'm going to put new guys in their place. And we'll see how long we go. I'll give you another shot, but I'm not going to watch it play out as long as I've watched it in the past. If he sets that precedent and then follows through, then maybe you get these guys to finally start playing consistently at a high level. Maybe. Because I don't know if there's guys not playing hard like they're supposed to be because they're not buying into Doc. They don't like Doc. They're mad about the role that they have within the team now or the situation or whatever. There might be some of that going on. And if that is going on, Doc doing that is not going to matter because they've already checked out. They're done. It's all done. Does not matter. So hopefully that's not what's going on, and hopefully you don't have that issue with a couple of these guys out there that are just unhappy with the situation and are pretty much checked out. Hopefully that's not it. But I'm all about Doc Rivers playing guys that play hard. All in. Fine with me. Do that more. And let's see if anybody reacts differently going forward. Let's see if in the Knicks game, the guys that weren't out there, because he obviously didn't deem playing hard enough to be out there to play. Let's see if they play hard for four quarters in the next game, or if we end up watching the same five guys again, if Giannis isn't out there, same five guys again getting the majority of the run in the second half. If it happens again, that's going to be something to talk about after the game on Sunday night, that's for sure. Bucks lose tonight to the Toronto Raptors. Raptors snap their 15-game losing streak against the Bucks. Now, it's not 15 games against the Bucks they've lost in a row. No. They haven't lost or haven't won a game since March 3rd. That was the last time they won a basketball game until tonight. Very, very sad. It is a Bottom Wadamie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
Who was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bucks lose tonight 117-111 to the Toronto Raptors. It just won pretty, folks. Oh, it won pretty. There was a bright spot. We'll get to that. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall sitting for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up next month. That's right. May is almost here. Can you believe it? And again, we start talking about MVP and who is the MVP of the game. And so forth. Is it Damian Lillard, 36 points, 5 boards, 6 assists? No. Is it Chris Middleton, 21 points, 5 boards, 6 assists? No. Is it Bobby Portis, 19 points and 10 boards? No. It's not him either. But it's this dude right here.
And one shot done for the Raptors.
It's been the defense.
Bucks looking to chip away at this lead. The kick out, Andre Jackson Jr. He's got a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
Super sub me, Andre Jackson Jr.
That is huge, and nobody loving it more than Giannis on the sidelines.
That was late in the third quarter. That was the only basket, that Andre Jackson Jr. had for the Milwaukee Bucks. He is your MVP. Why is he your MVP? Because he was the reason they got back into this game to begin with.
Nice first couple of possessions. It's been a real buzzkill. There's R.J. Barrett right there just working the interior. You can't lose track of him. He's averaging 19 points a game. He's a crafty scorer.
Tosche blocked by Ajax.
Yeah, that's another great defensive play.
Look at him go.
Just a great defensive play by Andre Jackson going vertical, going athletic.
That is why Andre Jackson Jr. is your MVP of this game. And if there were other call-in post-game shows in this market, they would be saying the exact same thing. He is the MVP of this game tonight. And you heard Doc Rivers say that maybe, you know, he'll have to get him back out there and get him some more minutes. He also said that he thinks Andre Jackson earned it because Andre Jackson is always playing hard, working hard, wanting to get out there and be that guy. And that is awesome. It hasn't worked out for him because Doc won't play him until tonight, really, in any type of meaningful minutes. But now that he has played him and he did well, the reward should be you get to play some meaningful minutes against the Knicks. And we'll see how it looks. And if it looks like it did tonight, on Sunday night, then you get to play against Boston on Tuesday. Going forward, going back to what he said before about playing hard. If you play hard, you get to play. Sweet. Then he should get to play consistently going forward. That should be how this works. And hopefully, it will be how this works at the end of the day. Thanks for tuning in to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's. Truly do appreciate it. I was very fired up and very angry. This post-game show tonight helped to calm me down before the end of it. So I do appreciate that. Bunch of tweets coming in that I wasn't able to get to, trying to calm me down on Twitter at 1250 AM, the Fan and at Sparky Radio. If you missed the postgame show, check out the podcast version. It'll be up by tomorrow morning when you wake up at 1250amthefan.com, or simply download it for free and listen on your Odyssey app. Enjoy the rest of the night. Bucks lose tonight. Toronto Raptors snap their 15-game losing streak. We'll be back Sunday night after Bucks and Knicks. Have a good one. Toodles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.